I'll shout hallelujah every day.
Welcome to Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba. God bless you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Today's podcast is based on multiple cases that many are confronted with and having no understanding of what they should do. So you will need to be a bit patient and listen attentively. We take our reading of the Bible from the book of Psalm chapter 125 verse 3. Bible says, "The rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity." Child of God, there's indeed what's known as the rod of the wicked. You may also call it staff or scepter of the wicked. It would be foolhardy to assume wickedness does not exist. It would be ignorance to assume that as long as you don't bother them, they wouldn't bother you. In the Old Testament of the Bible, we read an account of Moses' rod. The rod is first mentioned in the book of Exodus chapter 4, verse 2, when God appeared to Moses in the burning bush. Bible says in Exodus chapter 7, verse 10 through 12, "So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh, and they did so, just as the Lord commanded, and Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Pharaoh then summoned wise men and sorcerers, and the Egyptian magicians also did the same thing by their secret arts, for every man threw down his rod, and they became serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods." Hallelujah. Child of God, these are spiritual things. Practically all that Moses did, the magicians, the sorcerers, the wise men of Egypt also did. They must have mocked Moses and Aaron, probably saying, "There's nothing your God can do that we can't do." When all rods became snakes, it was enough reason for Moses to flee. But remember, it is written, "For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous." The wicked wax stronger when children of God play ignorance. Darkness works stronger when you and I shy away from the authority given to us by God. Moses saw it all, and instead of running, Bible says, "Every man threw down his rod and they became serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods." What a mighty God we serve. Today, your rod will swallow the rod of the wicked. You will not be swallowed, they shall be swallowed in the mighty name of Jesus. God Almighty has prepared you for anything coming ahead, like He prepared Moses during the encounter at the burning bush. Child of God, our God is a finisher of great things. He doesn't start what He can't finish. Remember, He has put His angels on duty to back you up. Again, I pray for you today. The rod of the wicked will not rest on you. The rod of the wicked will not rest upon your children. The rod of the wicked will not rest upon your family. The rod of the wicked will not rest upon your business or career. The rod of the wicked will be broken and disgraced in Jesus' name. Listen up. The rod of the wicked may not necessarily appear as a rod. It could be enchantment. Quite a number of men fall prey of enchantment, especially from strange women. The rod of the wicked can be divination. Any divination fashioned against you, may the diviners run mad in the name of Jesus. Rod of wicked may appear as strange men or strange women to destroy homes. The rod of wicked can be witchcraft, very common among many parts of Africa. It could be untimely death, attack through dreams, strange sicknesses, strange children, unexplainable battles. Child of God, however way they may be, God in His infinite mercy will never allow the rod of the wicked settle upon you in Jesus' name. Now say this with me. "Dear Jesus, I have heard your word. Forgive me of all my sins. Write my name in the book of life. I reject all evil works. I surrender all to Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way in my life today. Make me whole again. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name." Now I pray. Stretch forward your hand to receive blessings of the day. And if you have a mantle or faith item, you can lift it to serve as your own rod of Moses. I declare, your going out is fortified in the mighty name of Jesus. Every gathering of the wicked against you shall be disgraced in Jesus' name. Tears of sorrow will not be your lot. Whoever desires evil for you, may it come upon them in Jesus' name. Your hand will not be dipped into iniquity. Your feet will not be caged. Your voice of destiny will not be silenced in the name of Jesus. As the sun rises daily, heaven will give you dominion in Jesus' name. Happy birthday and congratulations to those having wedding anniversaries today. God bless you and increase you greatly in Jesus' name. A very big thank you to all those giving financial support to help us keep our messages across many platforms daily. God bless you richly and reward you. Your prayer, heaven will honor it in Jesus' name. Child of God, please go ahead and share this message with as many as possible. Someone somewhere needs this word today. Be a miracle to them. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus Christ, touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful week. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.